This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom. Let's listen to some beautiful music.
Because today we are celebrating a very special birthday. The angel of the Lord
declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A great portent appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pangs, in the agony of giving birth. Then another portent appeared in heaven, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 7 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bear a child, so that he might devour her child as soon as it was born. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all. The nations of the world, who is to rule all. The nations of the world. Or is he ruling you today? Is he ruling me today? Is he the one that's at the center of our lives? Or have we placed something else that doesn't belong there? Who is at the center of your life today? I'm going to tell you who it is. That which you think about all the time. That which you are obsessed about. It becomes the very center of your life. It might be paying your bills. It might be your children. It might be the one that you're going to marry. Who is the center of your life? There's only one that can be center at all times. For he knows all things. He believes all things. He hears all things. He is the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus. He's the only one that can be the center of our lives. Everything comes and goes. Everything comes and goes. When we're young, it's so wonderful. But it doesn't last forever. It gives way to the elderly. Everything comes and goes, but not him. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He, the Lord Jesus, remains the same. He says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. It is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. I tell you, raise it up on the last day. The very Son of the Eternal Father, before he became flesh, picked out a woman who would be the mother of the Son of God. This happened way before the birth of Jesus. I believe it happened after the sin of Adam and Eve, that God was going to give us the remedy of Adam and Eve's sin. Then the remedy was the Blessed Virgin Mary, who conceived the remedy, the Lord Jesus Christ. The remedy over sin, the remedy over darkness, the remedy over pain, the Lord Jesus Christ. But he chose, not me, not the church. He chose to be born of a woman. Her name was Miriam, Miriam of Nazareth. We call her Mary of Nazareth. It was his choice, the choice of the Father. From all the women in the world, he chose her. This is the one, he said, to be the mother of my Son on the earth. The Father so blessed her with the blessing that he had given no one else, making her the very mother of my Son. Son of God, in a womb, Mary. I'm going to tell you a secret now. We would go when we're children to the movies on a Saturday. We'd watch 10 cartoons, and we'd watch the Spanky and the little kids. We'd be there for a few hours. After we finished the movie, we'd run to church to go to confession. No one ever taught us this, but we'd run to confession. I remember kneeling with my penance at the statue of the Mother of God. I remember praying my penance before the Mother of God. I was so drawn to her. Oh, but you know her. She's the great evangelist. She led me to Jesus. Andrew led Peter to Jesus. Mary led me to Jesus.
Whose birthday are we celebrating today, Father?
Today is the birthday of our Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady who gave us birth, the birth of Jesus Christ. I tell you, people say, Father Tom, you worship Mary. Oh, I've never worshipped Mary a day in my life. But I'll tell you what she did. She brought me to Jesus. She was the evangelist who brought me to Jesus. No one else, not even a human person living, but the Blessed Virgin Mary. She brought me to her son.
You've told me so many times how much you love Billy Graham and how great an evangelist Billy Graham is. But you say the greatest evangelist is our Blessed Mother.
That's real. That's real, because right now our Blessed Mother lives and continues to share with people the center of her being, the center of her life, the Lord Jesus Christ, her Son.
Our Blessed Mother, she's a daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son. She's a spouse of the Holy Spirit. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, and she's in a perfect model of the relationship we should be in with the Trinity. You see, Mary just wasn't a woman that if she said no to God, he could have just moved on to someone else. We got to understand, before the foundation of the world, God created our Blessed Mother a little differently than every other human that'll ever live. She was created immaculately, without, freed from the original sin. She displaced the devil, Satan, as the most powerful and the most beautiful created being. And she now has authority over the serpent, because that was the will of God. To understand Mary's place in her role in salvation history, in which she plays now, is to understand God. To not understand the Blessed Mother is a lack of understanding of God. It is not because Mary glorified herself. It is because this is what Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and the Council of the Trinity chose to create her as, and to place her as, before the foundation of the world. While Jesus was on this earth, he poured out upon every single person. But who did Jesus receive his refreshment from? Who did Jesus receive in his humanity, not in his divinity, how to grow and be human from? It was the Blessed Mother. And as Jesus poured out upon the world, the Blessed Mother poured out upon Jesus, that she loved him, she supported him, she allowed him to grow. Jesus had 3 years of public ministry, but 30 years in the house of Nazareth with Saint Joseph and the Blessed Mother. You know, what God is by nature, Mary is by grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. Why did God choose to fill this 14-year-old virgin with such grace and such authority in the Spirit? I don't know, but I reverence her, and I don't question God. I love our Blessed Mother. What did Jesus say from the cross? The greatest gift he gave me as a disciple of him, and he gave you as a disciple of Jesus Christ. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, the greatest title for John, the disciple who he loved, standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then Jesus said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own house. So from the cross, Jesus, he gave you a mother. A mother who is looking over you and loving you, interceding for you at the throne of God. And he gave his mother you as his son. That Jesus was the son of the Blessed Mother for 33 years upon this earth. But now I became the son of the Blessed Mother. You became the daughter of the Blessed Mother. And then the word of God says, from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. This is the word of God. Do you have a statue of the Blessed Mother? Have you taken the Blessed Mother into your household, as the word of God said? Have you taken the Blessed Mother into your ministry, into your church? Or have you excluded and kicked out the Blessed Mother? No, she is a new Ark of the Covenant. As the Jewish people carried the Ark of the Covenant, which housed the presence of God, our Blessed Mother was created by God to be the new Ark of the Covenant, to hold Jesus in her womb for 9 months, to house God within her, that for Jesus to come from heaven upon earth, there had to be heaven on this earth for Jesus to enter into. And that was the womb of the Blessed Mother. Mary, conceived without sin, have recourse to me. You know, Jesus, he has given you a mother. You have a mother who loves you infinitely, who loves you infinitely, who puts you under her mantle, who prays for you, who intercedes for you, who speaks to Jesus about you. In my life, if someone wanted something from me and they were knocking and knocking at my door, but I knew, not yet, I don't want to give it to them, they may not be ready. But they appealed to my mother. And my mother came to me and said, Anthony, not for them, but as a favor to me, will you give them this grace? I would say, of course, Mom, whatever you want. If you gain favor with the Blessed Mother, you gain favor with Jesus. Because Jesus, as a good and holy son, will never deny or say no to his mother.
It's real. Oh, we do not worship her, but where would I be without her? Where would I personally be without her? At 13 years old, I began to take seizures, sometimes 3 or 4 a day. One day, I was pulling in the clothes in my house or in somebody's house, and I decided to take a seizure. I'm falling out the window. The little lady's house that I was in was 4'8". She pulled me in. The recourse that I had was to the Blessed Mother. I asked Mary, the mother of Jesus, to bring peace and healing to me, that I would not take any more of these seizures that took my life and changed me. I asked Mary to pray for me that they would be completely gone miraculously. And guess what? She did. After being seizure struck for 6 months, never again did I manifest a seizure. The Blessed Mother was my Andrew who brought me to Jesus.
And the Blessed Mother is my mom. She is your mom. I met Jesus first, and then about a week later, Jesus introduced me to his mom. And she is so filled with God's love, God's power, and God's grace, because that is God's will, that as you pray and meditate on the rosary and the life of Jesus, you are filled with the purity and the love of God that God put into our Blessed Mother before the foundation of the world. To love Mary is to love Jesus. To love the Blessed Mother is to love our Son. You know, honestly, the Christian life is a life of discernment. And I can discern how well anyone knows our Lord Jesus Christ by how they speak about his mother. Because I know how the devil and the demons speak about our Blessed Mother. They hate her more than anything.
They do.
But I know how Jesus would speak about his mother, filled with so much love and gratitude and obedience, and to understand the place that God chose to give our Blessed Mother is to understand God himself. I want to become a copy of Mary upon this earth. Because who has the ability to comfort the Sacred Heart of Jesus? No one greater than our Blessed Mother. See, Jesus was fully human and fully divine. But our Blessed Mother wears blue because she is a blueprint as someone fully human filled with grace about how to love, how to nurture, how to care for the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And she helps me to love Jesus. She helps me to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. She helps me to be the Son to the Father, to be someone who nurtures Jesus, and to be overshadowed by the love of the Holy Spirit. You have a mother in heaven who is alive right now, who God has filled with every grace because he chose to give it to her. And so many times people say, Anthony, will you pray for me? Because they understand the ministry of intercession. I say, I will pray for you. But how much greater is the prayer of the Mother of God?
How much greater? Much, much, much. Much, much, much. I'm with Jesus because she introduced him to me. That's real. Oh, I knew her. I loved her. But one day she said, today, I'm going to introduce you to the living Son of the Father. I was brought into the presence of God before the Blessed Sacrament, into the presence of the living God, whose heart beats with love for each person. She brought me to him, and she said to me, do what I do. Do what I do. Draw people, bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ, my son. That's your vocation. Bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I call you to do. Oh, yes. As a child, I had great devotion to the Blessed Mother. As a child, I loved her so much. She never forgot that. She never forgot that.
And she loves you so much. Everything good on earth is a reflection of what is good in heaven. You have a Father in heaven. You have a Savior in heaven. You have a Mother in heaven who's looking over you with the Mother's love. We got to understand the love of a Father and the love of a Mother is very different love. And we need that love of the Mother. Mary loves you. She is your mother. The Blessed Mother is your mother. She is looking over you. She is protecting you. She is interceding for you at the throne of God. The Father gave us Jesus, but he also gave us the whole family of heaven. She gave us a mother. She gave us our cousins, the saints, who are interceding for us at the throne of God. She gave us the angels who are flying around, supporting our ministry, helping us to do the will of God, helping us to be protected. You know, it doesn't hurt Jesus to enter into the family of heaven. We have the church militant on this earth, but we have the church triumphant in heaven. And so many times the enemy has tried to cut us off from the church triumphant. God does not want you cut off from the saints. God does not want you cut off from your mother. God does not want you cut off from the angels. God wants you in the family of God and to receive all the graces this family has to offer.
And those graces are in earth and in heaven. I'm going to tell you a secret. Where would I be without the Blessed Virgin Mary? In my personal life, where would I be when I experienced those terrible, terrible attacks? Where would I be? She brought me to Christ. Oh, she brought me to Christ. And she assured me that it was going to be all right.
But does Mary want to encounter everyone who's listening as their mother?
Yes, we need a mother. And she will do only one thing. She'll draw you to Jesus. Remember what she said at Cana in Galilee when they ran out of wine and they came to her and said, we've run out of wine. And she said, go to Jesus. Do whatever he tells you to. That's what she said. And the wine came. And it was the best wine. Oh, usually they gave you the best wine before they got drunk. But now they had been drinking. The best wine was given. Why? Because it was the wine that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. The Lord himself gave. Brought water into wine.
And upon this earth, Jesus loved no one the way he loved his mother. So as you go to her, as you receive her as your mother, as you ask her to teach you, how can I love your son Jesus in the way you loved her? It will bring Jesus so much pleasure, so much joy, and it will lead you into such a deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. As you learn how to be the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit, to be overshadowed by the love, the grace, and the power of God. To receive Mary as your mother is to receive the love of Jesus. To reject our Blessed Mother as your mother is to break Jesus' heart.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.